Win 98.5, it's time for Homegrown, and tonight we got some good guys in here. We got the Brock brothers joining us tonight. What's going on, guys?
Hey, how you doing?
Man, we're getting ready for the Halloween party coming up on Saturday night over the Stagecoach. And
looking forward to it.
I've heard that y'all are kind of the big guys around here. Y'all have done this before.
Oh, I don't know about that. We just do what we do, you know, and we're thankful to have the great people that come out and party at our shows, and it's always a good time.
I hear that you got some pretty great costumes, too.
Well, you know, sometimes it's been known to happen. I mean, we always keep them undercover, though. We don't let anything out too early about everybody what we're doing.
All right. Well, I knew I was going to have to ask that question. Sorry, PJ, but I can't announce it. They're not telling me either. But now, what have y'all done in the past for your costumes?
Let's see. One year we were Mario and Luigi.
Yeah. Okay, that makes sense.
Yeah. Another time we were Wayne's World. Yes, we were Garth
Righteous.
And Wayne. Yes. And another year we actually dressed up as Beaker and Dr. Bunsen Honeydew.
Whoa.
For the Muppets. Which had people kind of wondering what the heck we were doing.
I'm going to have to see some pictures of that one. That just sounds like too much of a good time. But, of course, it is going to be a good time over the Stagecoach. We invite everybody to dress up. I know it's the weekend after Halloween, but it's still a Halloween party, and there's going to be prizes and, of course, Brock Brothers on stage.
Yeah. The other thing that always happens every year is John, our drummer, usually has one of the coolest costumes you ever seen. And I don't have a clue. He never tells us what he's going to dress up as. So I hope he lives up to our high expectations, because he usually has something that's hilarious.
Well, we got to see that. That's going to be fun. You know, I've done the toga thing. That really didn't fit me. I don't have the body for a toga. Yeah. But anyway, let's get to know you a little bit, or it's me getting to know you, or letting everybody else do it, so, especially since I'm new here, but let's talk a little bit about how you got started. I mean, you've been doing this for a while now. What kind of led you to the music scene?
Shoot, we kicked off back in 97 with our first band and got rolling, and we've been at it ever since. But when we first started our band, we hardly even knew how to play a guitar, and not much has changed. No, I'm just kidding. No, but we've worked really hard. We spent a lot of years running back and forth to Nashville writing songs, and we were counting one time, we're somewhere around 80 to 85 national acts we've opened for, and just been blessed. You know, it's like all the hard work of never having an opportunity to just, you know, continuing to build it, and the fans that have supported us over the years, it's been amazing, because it really is like you give off what you give off and they give back, and it really is. I mean, from a show to even just over the years support, it's just amazing the support that we've had from our fan base, and it's amazing. I mean, they're just a lot of good friends and people we've made along the way. It's been amazing.
And that's what you need in this business. You need to know people and need some good friends and some good fans, and I mean, that's what's helping you keep doing what you're doing.
Yeah, it really is. It's like they keep the dream alive for us every time. Even when anytime you start feeling down about it, it's like they are the ones that bring you back. And every time, it's like if you ever start feeling like, man, this business is so harsh, you know, or whatever it is along the way, you get out to do a show, live show, you forget about everything because they're always there to bring you back.
And that's the thing, though. I've been around the music scene for a long enough time, and I've seen a lot of bands come and go, but to be able to still see you guys out here doing your thing, that's all that counts, and that's all that matters. So, we got to listen to your album not too long ago. PJ gave me a copy of it. So, how long ago was that you put that out?
Well, we have two albums that are out. Probably, we released our first one, what year was it? Jeez, time flies by. I think back in 07, and then last year, we actually, I take that back. No, our first album came out in 09. We had a bunch of small little, you know, five-song
EPs
that we released. But I think in 09, we released our first full album, which was a Here for the Good Times album. And then in 12, last year, we released at a Ronnie Dunn show. We actually got to open for Ronnie Dunn, and we released our album Messing Around. So, we're kind of riding on this one right now, but we're slowly starting to get back in the studio. We've been writing a lot again, and you know, we're working on more stuff. So we got to keep the big wheel turning.
Well, that's what you got to do, and that brings me to my next question. I love asking this because everybody's different. Let's talk about songwriting, because some people, they have to just concentrate and say, I'm going to sit down, I'm going to write a song today, while others are just like, oh wow, that's a great hook, let's write this down, let's make a song out of it. What's more of your style?
You know, it happens in so many ways. I don't know that I have a style.
All right.
I hate to say that. I hate to, but almost every instance you're talking about has happened one way or another. I remember from some songs, it'll just pop in my head, and I've been driving down the road, and I've had a song written as I'm singing into my phone, and I have 90% of it done.
Thank goodness for cell phones, really.
And then I bring it back to my brother and say, hey, what do you think about this? And we'll do some tweaking here or there. There's been times that you've woodshedded
I've had songs where I've pretty much had the whole thing, and then I'd call him and he'd say, well, what do you think about this? And we make a few changes, you know, and then next thing you know, it's done. It's always different. When we go to Nashville, we have some co-writers we write with, you know, and they'll sometimes have a hook all ready to go, and we just take off from there.
Sometimes we'll bring it in. Yeah, and that's happened in Nashville. It's like you come in, you know, it's an interesting situation because it's basically three people or sometimes four people sitting in a room together, and you know, it sometimes starts from nothing, or it's what do you got, and we'll all sit there and lay our cards on the table, and if somebody grabs one that really hits, you just start running with it. And you know, it's sort of, you know, I've had people say, you know, it's like I hold the pen and God brings the words, and it's sort of like that sometimes, and everybody, you know, it's like you're all sitting in a room and you just start bouncing around ideas, and it's amazing how it just takes off.
What's also amazing sometimes too is you'll have a song, you have this great idea you think's awesome, and you throw it out there to some other co-writers or something, and next thing you know, the idea that you had, it totally changed into something greater and better than what you were even thinking.
It's like playing the game Telephone whenever you're a kid. You whisper in somebody's ear something, and by the time it gets back around to you, it's completely different.
Yeah.
But, you know, sometimes that's the way some great songs are written.
Yep. Absolutely.
And
absolutely.
It's really fantastic. Now, you brought the guitar, brought the harmonica, so what are you going to play for us?
Well, I'll tell you what, this first song here for you, I might as well just go ahead and introduce it this way. This song here was inspired about a guy we know from the town of Orangeville. Well, he was going to a Walmart, pick him up some new arrows for his bow. Well, he grabbed those arrows for his bow, and after he got done with that, he made his way over. He thought, heck, I'm hungry. I want some beef jerky. So he made his way over to get some beef jerky. And while he was there, he grabbed a package of combos, and he looked down at the end of the lane there in the Walmart, and there she was, standing in front of the Funyuns. The most beautiful woman he'd ever seen, right there in a Walmart. This song here is called Hickorbilly. We hope you like it.
Turns wrenches for a living down at the Texaco. He don't make much money, but it's all he knows. He got a hound dog he calls Chevy. He lays like a rock all day. Got a short fuse temper, so you better learn to stay out of his way. And his kind of country is willing and willing. He's a hickorbilly. He's a corn-rub, bonfire, tobacco-spitting machine. Gets rowdy every now and then and a little obscene. He's got $100 down on a double wide out in the country. He's a hickorbilly. Oh, listen up, y'all. To him, fine dining is putting a pig in the ground. A can of beer in his back pocket, that's his next round. He loves to go hunting, he prefers to use his bow. Hell, he shot a record buck out his bathroom window. It don't matter what you tell him, he'll do it his own way. He's a hickorbilly. He's a corn-rub, bonfire, tobacco-spitting machine. Gets rowdy every now and then and a little obscene. He's got $100 down on a double wide out in the country. He's a hickorbilly. Oh, smoke that thing. Thank you. machine gets rowdy every now and then and a little obscene. He got $100 down on a double wide out in the country. He's a hicker billing. He got $100 down on a double wide out in the country. He's a hicker billing. Yeah, I think he even fishes with dynamite.
The Brock Brothers at Win 98.5. It's Homegrown and Hickorbilly. I like that. I think I know about seven or eight guys like that. And I'm not even joking, and probably two of them.
That's where it came from.
Well, very cool, man. I love that. That's definitely got a feel, and that's how it's going to be over at the Stagecoach Barn on Saturday night with us for the Win 98.5 Halloween party. Going to be a big time out there. Get all the details on wincountry.com. We got time for one more. What you going? What else do you want to pick for us?
Well, this next one we want to do for you. This one here is one we wrote down in Nashville with our good buddy Kirk Roth. We actually wrote this song with him. It was one of those things where I called him on the phone. I said, hey, we got this idea. It's called Messing Around. It's Won't You Stop Messing Around and Start Messing Around. And he goes, whoa. He goes, I have never heard that hook before. He says, come on over. Let's ride it, boys. And where he lives, he actually lives in Brush Creek in Tennessee, and it's like an hour out of town. So we hauled out over there. We got there, and all I had was that hook that I had kicked him on the phone. And we got there, and he had half the song written, and he's like, I couldn't get it out of my head. I couldn't help it. So we got there. Half the song was done. Then the rest of it just took off from there as we stood there in the room, and it was definitely magical to write it with him.
Can't complain about that. It's the Brock Brothers, Homegrown on Win 98.5.
So turned on, I'm bustin' for your lovin', baby, it's been too long. How about tonight we get busy, burn them bedroom candles down, down, down. What you say, let's stop messing around and start messing around. Goes a long way at the end of a long, hard work day. You know how I like it, I know how you love it. Just the thought of it makes my heart pound, pound, pound. Baby, let's stop messing around and start messing around. Oh, come on now. Sexy, and don't you whatever me, believe it, I mean it. You make me weak in the knees. Crank up that AC, darling. You know it's gonna get warm, warm, warm. Come on now, quit messing around and take the bull by the horns. Goes a long way at the end of a long, hard work day. You know how I like it, you know how I love it. Just the thought of it makes my heart pound, pound, pound. Baby, let's stop messing around and start messing around. It's time we hop to it, huh. Come on, let's do it. Stop messing around.
The bro. Rock Brothers at Your Country Win 98.5 on Homegrown. Man, I like that one too. Good hook.
Thank you.
Like that. Well, man, guys, it is great having you in here for Homegrown. And
thank
it's
you.
Going to be a fun time on Saturday night. Can't wait to see what you're going to dress up as.
Oh, man, it's going to be a good time. We always love to party. And thanks to our friends at Win 98.5 for promoting this show. And we're looking forward to party at the Stagecoach. It is by far one of our favorite venues to play at. I mean, we just love it. And the atmosphere is always good. There's always good people hanging out. And bring some costumes, dress up. There's all kinds of prizes to win. And not only that, there'll be some drinks to be drank. So come on out.
$3 Coronas, can't complain about that. Stagecoach Barn, Saturday night, corner of M89 and M43 in Richland with the Brock Brothers. Thank you guys so much for coming in.
Thank you. Thanks for your time, Cody. We appreciate it.